Let's get started with Lauren Book calling from Gainesville and Alachua County. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing good. It was a great day today. It wasn't too rainy. It was pretty hot, but had a great day out here, over 100 walkers, and now we're heading to Fernandina Beach.
Oh, how absolutely awesome. Now, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your upcoming award and speaking engagement from Tracy Morning and the Honey Shine Group. I know that my wife is really excited about going to that event. I hear you got to have a big hat for that.
You do. It's an all-hats-off luncheon, and I'm so excited to attend the event and so honored to be honored by a woman like Tracy Morning and the Honey Shine Ladybug. So very excited about that. Thank you.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, Lauren, let's get right to it. You know, I know why you walk. We're going to talk about why you walk. But the number one thing I want to discuss is that 95% of child abuse can be prevented by education. And you never know when there's a person like that that's living right next to you. And I'm going to tell you a story. The firefighter that was downloading porn in the fire station here in South Florida, that guy lived in my building. And so anybody, anywhere can be one of these people that's looking out to do something to children, and we have to be vigilant.
So absolutely. I think that there's like a misconception out there that it's, you know, a scary, maybe old man who lives behind a dumpster who's going to hurt our kids. And that's just not the reality. 90% of the time, children are abused by someone they know, love, and trust. And they look like you, and they look like me, and they are charming and kind and sweet, and that is how they gain access to our children. And so it's so important that we as adults in children's lives pay attention, that we're talking about these things, we're having open and honest communication with our children. It is so important.
It's okay to tell. That's our theme all the time, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, we just had a survivor today come and share her story for the first time after seeing us on the side of the road. And it's just so important that people realize that it is okay to tell, that that shame and embarrassment that you are holding inside is not for you to carry, and that you can become a thriving survivor and really heal from this. You just need guidance and support, and that is what the Lawrence Kids Foundation is all about.
I'll tell you, Lauren, I've seen you out there working your magic at the group of kids. I've seen the young people stay a little bit after, kind of edge up to you, hold your hand a little bit. And I really think that sometimes you can just tell by looking at the crowd.
That's very true. And you know, I think that sometimes people just need a person that they can trust and that seems kind, and they just want to share. And so we are always happy to be able to provide a loving ear and a shoulder to cry on. And then we refer people to services.
Well, Lauren, if people think that they may know of somebody that's abusing a child, first of all, it's your duty under the law to report that immediately. What do?
They call the DCF hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. That is so important, and you're right, Jim. Florida law was changed 2 years ago and made Florida the only truly mandatory reporting state in the country, which means that it is your duty and obligation. It matters not what your job is or where you work. That you must report, and if you don't, it's a third-degree felony.
Well, listen, I know that you've got supporters all across our community, from Alonzo and Tracy to, I saw Tony Fiorentino wearing one of your Lauren's Kids 42 Million bands last night on the broadcast. So, Lauren, thank you so much for reaching out across the state to protect our children.
Thank you so much, and thanks for checking in. And we would love all of you guys to check out our Watch Us Walking Live at laurencekids.org and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, everybody, protect your kids. Follow Lauren on Facebook and Twitter. Lauren, we'll look forward to your update for next week.
Thanks, Jim. We'll see you soon.
Okay.